Luke chapter 19 verses 1 through 10. This is reading of God's word. He entered Jericho and was passing through. And there was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and he was rich. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was and was unable because of the crowd, for he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass through that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house." And he hurried and came down and received him gladly. When they saw it, they all began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much." And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how we love the simple gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, through your word today, let us hear that gospel. Let us hear that good news. And be very happy. Be very joyous. Because your Son, Jesus Christ, has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Your salvation has come to us. Oh Father, let us love your Son more and more. Even as we hear the same old story over and over again, let us never be tired of hearing the simple gospel. Let us never think that, and let us never be too arrogant to think that simple gospel doesn't bring happiness to us anymore. Bless us, God. Bless your people. And we ask that you will receive all the glory. We thank you and we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10, is the story of Jesus Christ, our Lord, saving Zacchaeus. We're going to read verse 10 first, because that explains what this story is all about. Verse 10 says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." This verse explains our story. Some people misunderstand the story. They think that it was because of Zacchaeus, his brave seeking out, that has saved him. You know, he even ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus. This active seeking saved him, they said. But Romans chapter 3, verse 10 and 11 says, there is none righteous, not even one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks for God. John chapter 6, verse 65b says, no one can come to me unless it has been granted him from the Father. How are we saved? What will be your answer? The Bible says we're saved because the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. We are saved because Jesus Christ has come to seek and save us who are lost. It is not about what we have done. It is not about how actively we have sought. For those who might misunderstand this story, the verse 10 is given. It's not about what Zacchaeus has done. It is about what the Son of Man has done. Jesus Christ, our Lord, refers himself as the Son of Man. Now, when you read this phrase, the Son of Man, you should be filled with awe. In the book of Daniel, the Son of Man was used to refer to the Messiah. And now that Messiah has come, the Son of Man, what does that phrase tell us? God has come as a man. God has become a man. Of course, he was and is at the same time fully God, but he is also the Son of Man. Amen. I don't know how seriously you ever thought of this, but God becoming a man. What does this mean? Why did God become a man? Why is God the Son of Man? We must understand the amazing grace of God from this phrase, the Son of Man, when it is referred to Jesus Christ. What does God do, and how far does God come to seek and to save that which was lost? From God, he comes to the lowest of men. Immeasurable grace of God, that our God, the creator of the universe, growing in the womb of a woman, and there the Creator is depending on Mary for his life. What are we that God would do this? That God would come this far that God would come this low to seek and save you. We cannot even think what this means to God, that God becoming a man. It's far greater than, say, we becoming a toothpick or, you know, whatever ridiculous answer you want to, thing that you want to say. But that is what the gospel tells us, that God has become a man. Jesus Christ came to seek and save sinners. Luke chapter 5 verse 32 says, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. In our passage in verse 7, this is what we read, when they saw it, they all began to grumble, saying, he has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. Now you could tell something about these people who are saying this. These people think that they are righteous. And if Jesus is the truly Messiah, he should come to me, not to that sinner. These people grumble. But thanks to be God that Jesus came to stay with sinners. Otherwise, all of you and me were doomed. You and I are not saved because we're righteous. We are not saved because we're any better than others. If you feel you are any better than others, it really doesn't matter who they are, then you still do not fully understand the gospel. How can Jesus go to that sinner? How can he save that filthy sinner? If the salvation that I receive and the salvation of that filthy sinner receive are the same, then maybe I don't want it. Because I deserve much better. Because I am better. These are the words of those who still do not know the gospel. They're very arrogant. Do you see it? The sinner's house that Jesus stays is my house. It's me. Yes, I am filthy. And yes, I do not deserve the presence of the righteous and holy God. Not only I do not deserve it, but I cannot handle the thought of God being in me, who is so sinful and filthy and corrupt. It is just beyond wonder. If you really think about it. I mean, we confess that this righteous God is living in me. And we say that as if that is natural. That somehow you deserve his presence. We remember Peter when Jesus was approaching him. Peter cried out to him, "Depart from me, for I am filthy sinner." This thought of God, holy God, being in me, living in me, when I'm so filthy and so sinful, but the gospel tells us that Jesus Christ, even though I am like that, He sought out. He sought me. He came to me. And He stays with me. He cleansed me with His blood, and He dressed me with His righteousness. Even though I am so filthy and so sinful, that if I know what I know about myself, but that is about someone else, if I know that person, I will not have anything to do with that person. I'm that filthy. And yet, Jesus already knows that. And yet, He came and He stays with me. Yes, He loves me and He has shown that love. He does not love me just with His words, but He puts His love into action. He became a man. He personally came and He personally sought me and saved me who was lost. The story of Zacchaeus is our story. Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector. Not just a tax collector, but a chief tax collector. And he was rich. And you could guess where that money came from. At the time, the tax collectors unjustly collected high taxes. They were hated by all. In our passage, verses 3 and 4, this is what we read. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was and was unable because of the crowd, for he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass through that way. Jesus Christ is coming to Zacchaeus. Actually, Jesus came there just for that purpose, just to meet Zacchaeus. And this meeting is not accidental. This meeting was planned even before the foundation of the universe. Romans chapter 8 verse 30, "And these whom He predestined, He also called. And these whom He called, He also justified. And these whom He justified, He also glorified." He comes to call Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is lost, but Jesus comes to seek and to save him. And this is your story and mine. Because the same Jesus came to you and came to me. Same Jesus came to seek us and to save us. Verse 5, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house." Did you catch that? Jesus Christ calls him Zacchaeus. Our Lord Jesus Christ knows him. He knows Zacchaeus' name. He knows his name. Well, our Lord knew him even before the creation. Even before the creation, Zacchaeus was in his heart. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, Jesus knows us. He knows your name. You do not have to introduce yourself to him. He knows you better than you know yourself. John chapter 10 verse 3b says, the sheep hears his shepherd's voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Isaiah 43 verse 1b, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Do you hear your Lord calling your name? And he says to Zacchaeus, today I must stay at your house. I must. He comes to us and he stays with us. He who made the blind receive sight, who made the lame walk, who cleansed the lepers, and who made the deaf hear, he who raised up the dead, the Lord Jesus Christ, recreates the sinners into a new creation. God who said, let there be light, stays with us and in us. Zacchaeus is a new creation now. The filth, the corruption, the darkness all disappear. And verse 6, and he, Zacchaeus, hurried and came down and received him gladly, or ESV version, received him joyfully. Can you just picture Zacchaeus hurriedly coming down from that tree? And he is so happy, so joyous. And he receives Jesus Christ to his house. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, this is what the Christianity is all about. It is about being joyous because of Jesus Christ. It is about joyfully receiving Jesus Christ and fellowshipping with him forever and ever. Zacchaeus is indeed a new creation. Everything has been changed. Listen to what comes out of him, a tax collector, a chief tax collector. Verse 8, behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much. What do you see in Zacchaeus? A picture of a person who is joyous, who is happy. Oh, brothers and sisters, I don't want you to misunderstand our religion. It's not about do's and don'ts. It's about being happy because of Christ. There is joy that the world does not know. There's this joy that the world does not understand. unspeakable joy. Only because Jesus is with us. Jesus does not promise Zacchaeus of any earthly gain. He doesn't even tell him what he will do. All he says, I will be with you. I will come into your house. I must stay with you today. What makes you happy, brothers and sisters? And if you're not happy, why? Why not? Why aren't you happy? Zacchaeus is happy because he has received Jesus Christ. Having Jesus in my house, having Jesus in my heart, Jesus being with me is our joy. Jesus is our joy. He is our happiness. What can take that happiness away from you? What can change in your circumstances that would take away that happiness, that joy from you? What do you allow in your life to take that away, that joy away from you? Do you know this joy that Zacchaeus has? Do you live with this happiness? Yes, you do. Because you have Jesus in your heart. That Jesus stays with you now and forevermore. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. This was and is the purpose of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not just to save, but to seek and to save. It is not about how we need to go to Him and then He will save us. No, He comes to us. He sought us who are not able to seek and go to Him. He came to us. Jeremiah chapter 50 verse 6 says, "My people have become lost sheep." And that's what we have become, lost. Because of our sins. But Ezekiel 34 verse 16a, God promises, "I will seek the lost, bring back the scattered, bind up the broken and strengthen the sick. He promises He will seek out the lost. And He is faithful in fulfilling His promise. Yes, Jesus Christ our Lord fulfills that promise perfectly. He came to seek and to save. Verse 9, "And Jesus said to him, 'Today salvation has come to this house because he too is a son of Abraham. Zacchaeus has become a citizen of heaven, a citizen of God's kingdom that was promised to Abraham. Zacchaeus has become a son of God. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.'" You and I are invited to live the same life with same purpose. I want you to wake up and understand the true purpose of your life. It's not to go to good school. It's not to get a good job. It's not about anything like that. It is to be participating in this glorious ministry of Jesus Christ who seeks and who saves. You are called to that life that our Lord has lived. Seriously, brothers and sisters, when Jesus comes back, all your worldly accomplishments, it doesn't mean anything if it is not related to seeking and saving those who are lost. The same Jesus who sought you and saved you, He calls us today. He calls us to His table. He's calling your name. And I pray that you will hear His voice through His word. He knows you. He knows your name. He calls us who are already sought out and saved. He calls us today to Him, to have a heavenly fellowship with Him. Brothers and sisters, why don't we come and just simply have fun? Simply be joyous and have wonderful time. A joyous time fellowshipping with our God. He loves you. And we love Him too. We who joyfully received Him before come to Him joyfully to have joyful fellowship with Him and realize that the salvation of God has already come to you. The salvation of God has come to your heart. Life as a Christian, we could describe it so many ways, but for today, it's a joyful fellowship with God. And you have that life in Christ. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to seek and to save us who are lost before. Oh, Father, we thank You that You have demonstrated, manifested Your love in what Your Son has done for us. It's not just lip service, but You personally became a man, personally came and seek and saved us, and personally stays with us now and forever. Oh, Father, like Zacchaeus, we too joyfully have You in our hearts, and we live this life, the glorious life with Christ. Let us live it joyfully and bring glory and honor to You. Bless us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.